For the announcement of the video iPod, Jobs rented a theater in San Jose, and he invited Iger to be his surprise guest on stage. I had never been to one of his announcements, so I had no idea what a big deal it was, Iger recalled. It was a real breakthrough for our relationship. He saw I was pro-technology and willing to take risks. Jobs did his usual virtuoso performance, running through all the features of the new iPod, how it was one of the best things we've ever done, and how the iTunes store would now be selling music videos and short films. Then, as was his habit, he ended with, "And yes, there is one more thing." The iPod would be selling TV shows. There was huge applause. He mentioned that the two most popular shows were on ABC. And who owns ABC? Disney. I know these guys, he exulted. When Iger then came on stage, he looked as relaxed and as comfortable as Jobs. One of the things that Steve and I are incredibly excited about is the intersection between great content and great technology, he said. It's great to be here to announce an extension of our relation with Apple, he added. Then, after the proper pause, he said, not with Pixar, but with Apple. But it was clear from their warm embrace that a new Pixar-Disney deal was once again possible. It signaled my way of operating, which was make love, not war, Iger recalled. We had been at war with Roy Disney, Comcast, Apple, and Pixar. I wanted to fix all that, Pixar most of all.